Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
2,000 megawatts will be returned overnight by Eskom, which means we will move to stage three at some point today. The Minister of Public Enterprises, Pravin Gordhan, yesterday promising that some of the generation units will be coming back into play, which means we'll be moving to stage two on Friday. And then after that, there will be no load shedding, promising a weekend of special votes and a local government election voting day on Monday that is going to be free of load shedding. It then begs the question, when are we going to start seeing the megawattage that will be produced by the independent power producers coming into play? It was on a Monday when Eskom was giving a state of operations as far as Eskom is concerned, when the chief operations officer said we need anything between 6,000 and 7,000 megawatts of power in order for us to rid ourselves of load shedding. Joining me on the line now is Thomas Garner. He's the chairperson of the South African Independent Power Producers Association. Thomas, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you.
Do you have capability to produce 6,000 to 7,000 megawatts of power collectively?
Absolutely, Africa, we do. However, it's a question of time until we can do it.
All right. Where or what sorts of renewable energy sources are you going to be generating that amount of electricity from? And as you say, how much time will you need before you're able to provide that to Eskom?
So, Africa, there was, in my opinion, an ill-conceived program called the RMIPPP that I think the IPP is that the bidding in that round in December last year, and the financial close would have been June, July this year. The financial close still hasn't happened and is now extended to January. There's lots of issues around the program, and once a financial close is reached, it would take another, I would say, 3 months to get shovels out, and then another, I would say, 12 to 18 months to get the projects up and running. So it's still 2 years away to get the first IPP power on the grid. And that's just because of bureaucracy, red tape, legal challenges, ill-conceived program, and issues like that.
And 2 years from now, how much electricity will that IPP power be able to produce?
I think in the RMIPPP round, it was around 2,000 megawatts. In the REAP round 5, which was also, the bidding was done a few months ago, that's probably another 1,500 to 3,000, but that will also take another, I would say, 2 years before the megawatts are on the ground. So it's going to take some time. It is a start, but it's not a good start.
And as you say, all of this because of bureaucracy and I suppose delays in actually getting the process underway. We know that COP26 is taking place in Glasgow in the United Kingdom next month, early part of next month. And we also know that according to think tanks, we need to rid ourselves globally of half the amount of coal-powered power stations that we have right now. Eskom continues obviously to rely heavily on coal power, and I imagine it's going to be an important contributing factor to the mix for quite some time. Do you envisage a future where South Africa is able to meet its demand for electricity to sustain lives and business and economy and have it completely come from renewable resources?
Absolutely, Africa. It is possible. It's technically possible. At this stage, it's government policy and the incumbents in the coal industry that's holding it back. So that will definitely happen. We've seen costs from renewables coming down, solar probably 20 times in the last 10 years, wind 3 times in the last 10 years, battery storage 45 times in the last 10 years. So we just need to get our red tape out of the way and start building, and we'll get there. There's challenges. I mean, it's not going to be easy. Eskom had the transmission planning sessions this week, where they showed us what is planned in the next 7-8 years until 2030 for the transmission system. And a lot of work needs to be done. And there are challenges around, let's say, capabilities in the country because of the brain drain, as well as signing up servitudes and on certain land parcels for them to upgrade the transmission system. But if we work together, we can get that right as well.
Do the independent power producers plan to provide electricity only to Eskom, or I imagine many of them will be helping many of the mining companies, for example, and other companies, including municipalities, who now can produce up to 100 megawatts, I think, of electricity. Are you playing in that space as well?
Absolutely. Some of our members are definitely focusing on that, and some of our members are only focusing on that. And that is to make sure that the private offtake, private power purchase agreements are getting signed, and we can build the project. There's I know about companies that's working on between 10 and 20 gigawatts of capacity that could be built, that could be sold to power private offtakers. And I think in the next 3 to 5 years, we'll see that market opening up completely. And my forecast is that that will become the biggest part of private power, would be the sale to businesses and private offtakers from IPPs.
The CEO of Eskom, Andre De Reiter, yesterday being asked by journalists during that media briefing, how can Eskom make such a commitment given the unreliability of Eskom's aging plant? The CEO saying that it was not possible to provide a cast iron guarantee. It's all on forecasts about the stability of the system with some humility, and there's always residual risk. What, in your opinion, does Eskom need to do now and do immediately in order to remove that residual risk, or minimize it at least as much as possible?
Yeah, listen, I've got the CEO is absolutely right. There's no way they can guarantee that there won't be power load shedding. It is a challenge because of the reliability of the system. The old coal plant is just not reliable anymore. I mean, the coal fleet is busy retiring itself over time, and the unfortunate part is that because it was run so hard in the 1990s, early 2000s, and because no maintenance was done when it should have been done, all the issues around state capture and bleeding the entity from money had an impact on the reliability of the system, and you just cannot fix that. So the only solution we have is to add new megawatts as quick as possible, and that's the only way we'll relieve pressure on the system in South Africa.
Well, 2 years being the earliest we can get from independent power producers. Thomas Garner, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning, Chairperson of the South African Independent Power Producers Association.